This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, May 15. Greater things. Our reading comes from John chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Most of us recognize that we live in a world full of trouble. Natural disasters, political divisions, terrorism, war, personal tragedies. All of these color our experience of life. In a world full of challenges, it can be hard to grasp that Jesus' return to heaven is for our good. Like his disciples, we just want to be near God and to see him at work. And we can easily think that in his ascension, the world's Savior has gone away and things will not get better, at least not until Jesus returns. But Jesus offers his followers an incredible promise. The ascension changes everything. In earthly terms, Jesus' ministry seemed like a failure up to that point. He led a movement that resulted in his death. And when he ascended, he left only a handful of frightened followers. But in going to the Father, Jesus could do so much more on the earth by sending his Spirit to work in and through his followers. They would receive his power to carry on his mission. In returning to the Father, Jesus promises a new way for us to see God's power at work, even though we are weak. Salvation means more than having our sin forgiven and receiving eternal life. It means living in Christ's power today in the midst of the world's trouble. Where do you see this living hope at work in the world today? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, you promised your power to all who trust in you. May we see that power transforming our broken world today to the glory of the Father. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.